Okay, our next presenter is Dr. Hua Jiang. Hope I did that justice. He's going to talk about canopy air curtain technology for shuttle car cabs. He's an associate service fellow in health hazards prevention at the health hazards prevention branch at NIOSH. He holds a BS and an MS in safety engineering and technology from Zan University in Science and Technology in China. And he holds a PhD degree from WVU. With research focused on controlling and intervening in respirable health hazards in underground coal mines, he's acquainted with mine ventilation and dust control. How about a warm welcome for Dr. Jiang?
Thanks, Steve, for your introduction. Good morning, everybody. My name is Hua Jiang. I'm going to present our field test results for the canopy air curtain from a field test for the shuttle car application. Dr. Randolph Reed, who's the lead for this research, and he has planned to attend today and deliver this presentation, but due to his family needs, he couldn't do that. But I will try my best to present and report these test results for everybody here today. So before looking at this field test, this slide shows the idea of the canopy air curtain, also called CAC. Actually, first, this canopy air curtain was developed to protect the continuous miner operator from the overexposure from their operation. And this picture shows the idea of the CAC. The idea is to continuously provide filtered air blow over the operator through the plenum built over his head in the cab. And previous studies results shows a reduction of 30 to 70% in respirable coal dust. And also, on the bottom, the CAC has also been successfully integrated into roof border machines with fractures help. And previous studies documented a dust reduction of ranging up to 60% for the roof border operator while using the CAC. So this study, we have now expanded the CAC application to the shuttle car or ramp car application under a NIOSH contract with Marshall University and the J.H. Fleck. We have conducted laboratory tests first, and the result shows promising reductions for potential dust reduction up to 80%. And this field test was try to determine the protection at an operating mine. So the CAC with all necessary components, the blower, filter box, and also the plenum was installed on one ramp car during a non-producing shift. The blower was on this top picture shows the blower was installed on the top of the ramp car, and it was operated using a hydraulic motor that was plumbed into the existing ramp car hydraulic system. So the blower was set to operate continuously throughout our test during the full shift. And you can see beside the blower is a filter box. It was connected to the inlet of the blower. On the bottom, you can also see the blower and the filter box individually. This slide shows the we installed an 18 by 18 feet inches canopy plenum welded underneath the shuttle car canopy. And also we show some, you can see some orange hosing for the connection. Here's the mine layout, shows our sampling location and their mine equipment. The test was conducted at one of their super sections and on the right side of this section. This section was consisted with one continuous miner, three RAM cards, and a roof border. A unique characteristic for this section is that this continuous miner, the flooded bed scrubber exhaust was on the right-hand side of the scrubber, which means it is on the same side with the RAM card operator cap. And the mine also reports like a overexposure for the RAM card operator. So on the sampling side, we both intake return of the phase was sampled as well as all the RAM cards. For the sampling, a combination of continuous personal dust monitor and personal data RAM and also gravimetric dust samplers were used for this testing. Three shuttle cards in total, a PDR and a CPDM was worn by the operator to record the dust level underneath the canopy. And outside the canopy, a 9R sampling rack, which including a PDR and two gravimetric samplers, was placed outside the canopy. These sampling racks was also placed at the continuous miner phase intake and return, also around the feeder. For the nature of the field test, we didn't plan to conduct 2 week long test, but for the first test during the first week, it was observed that the CAC blower did not operate it continuously during the full shift. And later we found out that it was because of the RAM car hydraulic system capacity is not able to operate the CAC in addition to its normal operation, like loading, unloading operation. So the blower motor have either slowed down or completely stopped during those operations. So for the we figured, to add a two-stage hydraulic pump to the existing RAM car hydraulic system and connect that to our CAC blower. So this was accomplished for during our second trip to the mine. So this works out. This two-stage pump works out perfectly, and so we are able to collect good data for our analysis. So during the test, phase ventilation quantities were recorded and shown on the left table. The right-hand side table shows the achieved airflow underneath the canopy during the testing. You can see that on the airflow on the first 2 days were all both over 300 feet per minute, but the last day being really low due to incorrect setting of the CAC blower. And once we realized this incorrect setting at the first quarter of the testing of the shift, then we tried to adjust the airflow with the regulator, but unfortunately the regulator knob broke off, and so we are unable to adjust any further. And the final airflow we got is approximately 220 feet per minute for the remaining of the shift. We have also conducted a time study for the RAM car activities. Here we show four activities for the RAM car at the CM, time at the CM being loaded, and also time at the feeder unloading, trimming feeder to the CM, and also trimming CM to the feeder. So we can see that trimming from feeder to CM has the largest amount of time. Also during all these four activities, the operator should be underneath the CAC, so the amount of time underneath the canopy can be calculated, and showing this table, it is ranged from 41% to 66% of his total shift. But it should be noted that time chiming from CM to feeder may also represent chiming time, including his staging time. And during this staging time, the operator could be underneath the canopy or also left the ramp car for other duties. But overall, the results from this time study is reasonable. Here's another table shows the rest robo dust concentration from the sampling the ramp car during the full study. The time average concentration outside and underneath the canopy was used to calculate the percent reduction. Since this sample was collected the entire time while the sampler was operated during the entire day, therefore this sampler may include a substantial amount of idle time. Therefore, we have conducted additional analysis to show the impact of the CAC. Here's additional analysis. It shows the average of the instantaneous concentration of the respirable dust outside and inside the ramp car for each time segment shown in the table over this presents the reduction due to the canopy air curtain. So as you see, the CM location shows the majority of the respirable dust exposure. Then the second one is chiming from the chiming activity. So at the CM location, as you see, it is able to reduce the dust level from overexposure to below 1.5 limit, except the third day because of the inadequate airflow for the over the CAC. So the percent reduction for the CAC in respirable dust ranged from 57% to 65%. And when unloading from the feeder, the CAC reduction showing the green is between 35% to 45%. While chiming, you see the reduction is lower, it's just about 20% when the CAC airflow is high, and is even lower when the CAC airflow dropped. The reduction for the chiming activity is lower due to several factors. The one major factor is that chiming can introduce additional airflow to the normal phase ventilation. And at higher interference, we have previous studies show that higher interference airflow velocities can reduce the protection provided by the canopy air curtain. But overall, these results show the CAC performs relatively well for the ramp car operation. Conclusions. Finally, we have concluded that CAC can provide improved protection for operator in the blowing phase ventilation scenario. The reductions for respirable dust were 57% to 65% when being loaded, and 35 to 45% while unloading, and 20 to 27% when chiming. In addition, the total time underneath the canopy range from 41% to 66% of the total shift time. Last, we also observed the relationship for higher plenum air velocities, providing higher protection to the operator. Last slides present some recommendations and methods to improve the performance of the CAC. First is to maintain a high airflow through the plenum. Second, we recommend change the filter when needed. Third, add a 2-inch to 3-inch lip around the perimeter of the plenum. Last one, effective performance protection when operator underneath the canopy. That's all for my presentation today. And thank you for your attention. Any questions, feel free to reach out to Random Reed with his email and phone number shown here. And also I can answer any questions you have today. Thank you.
The system of delivering air between the motor and the plenum seems a little fragile. Is there a tendency to have it damaged?